When I talk about managing team's performance, a lot of focus is on the team dynamics and inclusivity. At the same time, we focus a lot on tools wherein we are able to access the team's performance, the team's health, and how we can collaborate further from an overall collaboration point of view. A lot of emerging trends from a hybrid workplace point of view and distributed work environment. These are the key elements today which we are discussing from managing your overall team performance, because here we are not only focusing on individual as one of the person or one of the key element, we are also focusing on the team dynamics. And that's how all of us are related to each other, because my performance indirectly is impacted by yours and vice versa, your performance impacts my performance. And hence we have a lot of tools which are helping the health of your organization to be able to understand how positively we are developing and what are the negative areas which becomes our areas of improvement from a collaboration point of view. At the same time, you also need to understand a lot of trends as emerging trends, particularly keeping hybrid as one of the workforce management. At the same time, how we are distributing the work from an overall environment point of view as one of the key elements of managing team performance. Now that we are focusing on the key elements of managing a team performance, one of the key criteria which is going to help you to understand performance much better is the concept of OKR. OKR stands for objectives and key results. Here we are very clear what my objectives are, both from a long term per se, short term per se. At the same time, we also understand the key results, which is the output of the overall objective which we have planned for. And hence, let's spend some time to understand OKR as a subject. OKR is a framework which typically provides a framework for businesses to execute and achieve the desired strategy through simple collaborative goal setting. So here we have clearly defined our goals in such a way that we are able to execute the business from an overall desired performance point of view, from a collaboration point of view, and of course the entire process is simple from a goal setting point of view. On the right hand side, OKR helps organizations to successfully establish priorities, create an internal alignment, and of course increase the reach of accountability and also the reach of the key objectives which we need to focus upon. And hence today from performance, there's a lot of discussion being discussed on the local and global market, where the shift is from a normal business to a business which are clearly designed and defined for managing the OKR, which is objective and key results, as one of the key element. Now that we have understood how OKR works, let's understand the overall process on how we are going to use this from our day-to-day operations point of view. OKR typically are used as one of the most effective tools wherein we are giving our team members the clarity on what we are trying to achieve, what we are trying as a team to be able to derive to a common conclusion. As a part of this, how we will be able to take care of the overall well-being, how do we tell them what they will be measured upon, what are the typical milestones of the overall, progress. At the same time, we are able to help them by creating a measuring milestones for the overall development from a career path, from their overall path, and from achieving them as a long-term person is one of the key elements to understand what OKR is all about. OKR are typically intended to provide a framework for groups. At the same time, we are also equally considerable from an individual, from an individualistic point of view on the overall progress which is being designed to be able to ensure that we are able to take care of the all areas of businesses from working together point of view and working together and looking forward to a positive culture, to a positive development and meeting the same objective as a part of my key response and authoritative decisions as a part of my learning mechanism. That's why OKR are one of the key elements which focuses on the overall team dynamics and ensures that you are able to achieve more from a group, from an overall achievement point of view. At the same time, it also takes care of measuring the milestones of your path, both from a long-term and from a short-term point of view. OKRs are typically made up to two components. And when I talk about these components, typically the objectives and key results as an objective is typically followed with the two key, three elements of our deliverables, which is the three key result statement. Now, these statements we try to understand in a little better way on how OKR are used. Objectives are specific and clearly defined value mechanism, whereas when I talk about the OKR and the usage of OKR, typically objectives are specific and clearly defined goals that will have a major impact on businesses. They should be challenging but attainable. At the same time, they should be one of the key elements from an alignment point of view, from your organization's strategic goal point of view. Hence, OKR are one of the elements today as an important aspect of measurement of your OKRs. Key results are how an objective's progress is measured or monitored to the path of achieving the goal. The key results serve as output, as one of the outcomes that provides evidence to whatever a goal has been reached or objective has been accomplished. How OKR are used is one of the key elements, because here we are clearly monitoring the progress. At the same time, basis on the path which we have designed for our development, the goal has been designed in such a way that as a part of my overall development, as a part of my overall goal setting, we are able to meet the objective and we are able to achieve whatever we have accomplished from an overall learning point of view. When to use OKR? Whenever there is a setting which we need to understand from a delivery point of view, setting specific challenging objectives can help organizations to be able to enhance their employee engagement and employee satisfaction. OKR can be used for quarterly, biannually, or annual goal setting, depending upon the need of the organization and what time and how well we are able to achieve them as a team, what the team agrees upon. OKR has become very important today, especially they are also helpful because a lot of visibility and lot of involvement has helped us to increase the rise of the remote workplace, typically keeping COVID as one of the criteria. OKR has clearly been one of the game changers from an overall objective and development point of view. At the same time, since its framework has been done, a lot of encouragement has been done keeping the framework into consideration. At the same time, it also focuses on the efficient workforce, the entire workflow management point of view, how we are able to design, cut them into pieces, achieve them as a goal, and how we are linking all of them as a part of my workflow is one of the key elements of measuring your effectiveness. It also enables your communication and aligns the employees to the global objectives, the company's objectives. At the same time, it even helps you to spread across the multiple locations from an overall reach point of view. Hence, today, OKR is being one of the key element for us to be able to achieve more basis on the frequency, whether it could be annual, it could be biannual, or it could be quarterly. In many cases, we also have individual, monthly KRAs, monthly OKRs being designed. So basis on your requirement, basis on your workflow, basis on your remote location or hybrid location or personal home location, basis on that, you need to use this as a part of our OKR mechanism, which will help you to be specific from a goal objective point of view. Few examples of OKR in the current scheme of things, which I would love to express, explain you in a little better way. A common example of marketing OKR. OKR requirement or the brand objective here is increasing the brand awareness in the year 2024. As a part of this, my key results are to gain at least 10,000 new followers on any of the social platforms like TikTok, Facebook, or any social media platform. So here you are very clear that my target is to achieve at least 10,000 new followers. At the same time, creating 15 influencers as a part of my partnership. At the same time, I need to increase my conversion rate by 3%. So if you see, these are specific OKRs which are designed for anybody who is one of the marketing person, and this is one of the marketing OKR. At the same time, some of the examples for a hospitality OKR is reduce the wait time by 15 minutes and improve customer satisfaction by the end of the year. These are the examples, and few of the key result areas we are focusing on is implementing a virtual queue wait list system to be able to take care of the proper time management, provide a real-time update to the customer about the expectations from a expected wait time point of view. At the same time, increased speed to service and to be able to decrease the wait time. So here everything is revolving around the wait time, and your objective is to reduce the wait time by 15 minutes. This is one of the OKR examples which we can get into practice. At the same time, few of the examples of OKR for building or creating a new employment onboarding system within next 6 months is to complete the survey of all new employers about their onboarding experience, reach at least 3 competitors' onboarding processes to be able to understand what went wrong, what is your areas of expertise and areas of improvement. At the same time, meet with department managers to get the feedback on the onboarding process. So here, these are specific to the set of employees where for whom we have designed a OKR. A similar example I would love to quote, where the example here is taking care of the OKR from an operations point of view. The earlier example was from a human resource point of view. Here, the focus is more from an operation point of view. So here, the objective is we as an employee who is designing an OKR, the target is to be able to establish a culture of respect by the end of quarter. And how do we do that from a key results point of view? By holding a diversity and awareness workshop for all employees to attend and making it mandatory for them to attend. Make accountability as one of the key important organizational value system, as one of the key values. And at the same time, assign the ownership of to projects basis on the overall initiatives. That's how, if you link your OKR from a marketing point of view, from a hospitality point of view, from a human resource or human behavior point of view, and from an operations point of view, these were the few examples of being specific OKR, because here you need to do this from a part of your practice, because once you design your OKRs specifically to your requirement, you will be able to see the positive results from your overall performance management point of view. Now, let's talk about the type of OKRs, committed OKRs. When I say committed OKRs, these are typically known as stretch goals. Committed OKRs are the outcome of realistic and should be achieved, and they should be achievable by the team from a long-term per se. At the same time, they are the most important goals that everyone agrees should be accomplished and are willing to adjust resource to be able to achieve what order they want to achieve upon. Aspirational OKRs are the one which are aspirational in nature, which is typically or a moonshot as an example, because these OKRs are lofty, they are ambitious goal. At the same time, they may likely fall from a short term per se. Failure is expecting with aspirational OKRs because the intent and the attempt are what being celebrated instead of the outcome. Hence, we are very aspirational from an OKR point of view, but that's completely okay because failure is expected with aspirational OKRs because the intent and the attempt are what is being celebrated. Because here, even if you are failed to achieve the OKR, the entire process of the aspiration is what you are focusing on, the overall long-term development point of view. Benefits of OKR focuses, according to Dior, no more than 7 OKRs should be set as a part of our learning process. And that's the reason we say that it has to be with the minimum number of 3. And hence the ideal set should be ranging from 3 to 4 to maximum 7 is what has been mentioned as a part of our study from a OKR benefit point of view. Sticking with these smaller numbers provides a space for first benefits and it helps you to focus on what your key aspirations are all about from an OKR mechanism point of view. When these are just objectives, it's easier for you to prioritize what needs to be done, what needs to be done from a decision-making point of view, and also most important goal that we need to stick to that particular from a timeline point of view. The alignments of OKR also focuses on many companies being using OKR with the goal of alignment, meaning that everyone instead, wherein the focus is on everyone who has invested in the vision and resulting outcomes, keeping the teams as one of the unified element wherein instead of people working as independent or in silos, whereas here the focus is on moving into the different directions, helping them to be able to achieve their long-term alignments from a company's vision point of view as one of the key elements. Hence, keeping teams unified instead of people working independently as silos or moving in different directions means they are having a chance of being higher from a likelihood of success. Hence, be together, be aligned to your company's OKR is one of the key elements we need to focus upon from a commitment point of view, because if you are committed and you are one of the person who is commenting on the commitment of your team, we are creating an aligned focus framework which requires a lot of commitment, which needs to start with the top to bottom, when top flow, top and flow down is one of the key elements. When we say top to bottom, you need to be committed to managing your OKRs in such a way that they need to be accountable and there has to be a transparency, there has to be an accountability in each and every level from an order point of view, because in order to be able to achieve that from every team member of your organization, to be able to manage that, to be able to properly track the progress and hit the milestone and meet the key expectations are one of the key elements of the OKR from a focus point of view, from an alignment point of view, and from a commitment point of view. Now let's understand the tracking and the stretching mechanism of OKR. Tracking, measuring the OKR is made simple through the usage of tracking with matrices as a part of our learning process, because they are defined by the written element, the written key results. At the same time, consistently weekly meetings to progress, to review the progress will help you to fix any issues and ensuring that your complete alignment is happening and it's there in a proper place. Stretching OKRs also is one of the key elements, because the intention behind the stretch is that the businesses will set challenges accordingly, and it will help you to achieve your key result, knowing that they will likely shortfall of the goal. Doers stretch, as per the study, mentioned that this methodology is that it's okay to not meet every objective, and that over time, over period, companies will continue to build their OKRs, their particular research, their particular training, their particular activities, so that in past whatever they have achieved from a key results point of view, you are helping them to push further and further from an overall consistency point of view. Hence, having a proper OKR mechanism focuses on the elements typically which should be ranging from 3 to 4 to maximum 7 as a part of my focus: the alignment, the commitment, and the tracking mechanism, along with the flexibility and stretching, is a key element of measuring your OKRs. One of the challenges in implementing OKR is the balancing impact, because many of the things are aspirational to me personally, may not be aligned to my organizational goals or the larger goals in life. Hence, striking a proper balance between your aspirational and commitment from a committed goals point of view is one of the key implementation from a challenge of implementing the OKRs. It is also about ensuring that, you know, we are consistent from a communication point of view across the teams. At the same time, we are able to measure our success effectively, and hence balancing your OKRs from an implementation point of view, ensuring they are consistent and they are always communicated effectively from a long term per se, and we are able to achieve what we want to achieve, and very importantly, we are measuring the success effectively from a short term and long term per se, are one of the key elements of implementing OKR from a long term per se. And of course, at the same time, a proper combination of short term aligned with your mid term to your long term OKRs is what is a successful HR professional quality is all about. Now, when we talk about the future of performance management, there are a lot of evolving trends, typically keeping a hybrid workplace model into consideration. A lot of emphasis has been done on a human-centric evaluation. At the same time, we need to understand and we need to create that sensitivity on enhancing and understanding the role of technology in transforming performance management from an overall future of performance management as one of the key elements. Let's understand the summary and the key takeaways of this particular chapter. So, as a part of my OKR and the other performance mechanism, performance evaluation point of view, international performance management it integrates the global and the goals with local challenges, a proper amalgamation of local and international. Hence, we say global, which is global and local put together, is one of the key elements of international performance management. Cultural factors which are tailored, understanding the strategies is one of the crucial element of my cultural alignment from a long-term strategy, customized strategy, and tailored strategy is one of the key element to understand it from a crucial business point of view. Effective evaluation and training processes will drive the overall expat success and the expat management from a long-term per se, and at the same time for you to be able to drive human resources and your international human resource management process both from short-term and long-term per se. And the benefit of integrating them is integration of global trends like OKR and team dynamics become one of the key crucial element of managing your international performance management and your international human resource management. Thank you.